Welcome to another edition of the Baseball America podcast. It's a special edition of the podcast as Chris Klein reports from the Caribbean Series in the Dominican Republic. On today's podcast, Chris talks with Luis Polonia. Yes, that Luis Polonia. 8 years after his big league career ended, Polonia is still a factor in the Caribbean Series, and he explains why winter ball is so important to him. Chris also chatted with Mariners right-hander Justin Lear about his experience as a gringo in the Caribbean Series. While everyone in the Dominican is focused on Licey versus Aguilas, Chris had time to check out a showcase where he learned some details about one of the top pitchers who we'll be hearing about come the July signing period. All that and more on the Baseball America podcast right now.
So I'm here in the Dominican Republic. I'm pretty sure it's north of Santiago for a workout at Luis Polonia, Aguilas, outfielder Luis Polonia's academy. This is actually one of the backfields at the academy. There is a food spread set up in the back that has like a plate of cheese and some kind of like sliced turkey. Not really sure how long it's been sitting out though, so I decided to shy away from that. There are probably anywhere from 70 to 100 scouts here for this workout. The main reason is for right-hander, 6'7" right-hander is taking the mound right now as we speak, so I need to go to get closer to see him. I'm sitting actually right along the right field line. Michelle and Noah, 6'7", 200 pounds, real easy velocity. 90, it was 91, 92 with fastball. Breaking ball is okay, just not consistent. At this point, he's 16. He's going to be a July 2nd guy. I think he turns 16 in September. So very interesting, and he is probably the big money guy and the reason everybody's here to see him. I was talking to the guy who put on the this showcase, as it were. He said basically, like, I know I didn't pitch until the fourth or fifth inning of this game, which this started at 10 o'clock. It's now 12:30. Local time here, and he just took the mound for a half inning before. He topped out 93-94, but like I said, it's just real easy velocity, repeats very well, tall, lanky frame, but, he should be able to fill out nicely. I was talking to some guys earlier, and they said a price tag of somewhere around $5 million. We heard the same thing with Edward Salcedo. That'll come down likely, but I don't see $5 million being a likely scenario. And talking to all the international scouts and scouting directors that are here, it'll be less than $5 million, but it will be a significant sum, you can be assured. So anyway, he's about to take the mound, so I need to get down there. So hope everybody's doing well. I'll talk to you soon. See ya. Chris Klein, Baseball America. Later. Out. Chris Klein here with from Baseball America here in Santiago with Justin Lear from Obregon. Justin, how you doing, first of all?
I'm doing well. I'm enjoying the spectacle that is the Caribbean World Series, and 30 minutes to game time, and we haven't done anything yet.
Show and go.
Show and go. Really a show and go. I guess that's what they really mean by it. Not an hour before the game.
You pitched last year for Mexico in the Caribbean Series in Puerto Rico. Differences between Puerto Rico and the Dominican?
Yeah, not really. It's always a huge event, so it's well supported, and there's always 25,000, 30,000 people in the stands. So, there's more similarities than different.
What is it like being, one of the only quote unquote gringos on the team? In terms of even interacting with fans, but in the clubhouse, what's that like?
Oh, well, the players treat you great. I think I have a lot of fun. I think I actually have more fun in the winter season than I do in, say, like a AAA season. The team's always tight-knit, but any American you talk to thinks you're crazy that you're still here or that you've been here this long. So they're like, "What are you doing? Why aren't you at home yet?" Yeah. Or, they think think you're nuts because it's like, what are you doing playing, you know, a week before spring training? But this is the third time I've done it, and I always enjoy it.
You're walking around with a catcher's mitt, Jeff Clement's catcher's mitt. You're not a catcher.
No, I just started playing catch on my non-bullpen days with a catcher's mitt because I started out the season playing catch with John Huber, a pitcher with the Mariners, and he's throwing the ball to me like 96 miles an hour.
And you need a catcher.
Right. So then it became a habit. So now I kind of just do it every day.
So Clement hooked you up?
He hooked me up, yeah. He didn't like this model, so he's like, yeah, here, take it. So I'm going to have a hard time getting home with it because everyone wants to take it off me for their kids or whatever.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Justin. Good luck for the rest of the series.
Well, thank you.
Chris Klein here from Baseball America with Aguilas outfielder Luis Polonia, a Dominican legend, big league legend. What? Only we're not at El Estadio Cibao. Could you explain where we are? Because I couldn't remember.
Yeah, this is my ballpark. This is normally I call him Berto Polonia, which is my dad's name. This is where my academy is here in Santiago, and we're just here today having a little showcase, you know, showing all the scouts from the United States, you know, the young prospect that we have in my academy and Edgar Academy. So it was a pretty nice day, you know, everything looked fine, and hopefully something can come out of it.
I heard you talking about Michelle and Noah over there earlier. What did you think of him and Tulipas?
I think he's excellent. I mean, by his age, you know, he's throwing 94 miles an hour with good breaking ball and a split finger. I mean, it's really amazing, you know, it's really amazing. Normally you see the type of pitches and the guy is already developed, you know, 20, 25, 26, 27 years old. But seeing the kids like that, you know, with 16 years old, I mean, it's amazing. I think there's a bright future right there.
Things have changed so much over the years, too, because of the bonus amounts getting so much bigger. How has it changed from the time you signed?
Well, I mean, I wonder how much my value would be right now, you know, if I get to sign now. Because I used to have all the tools. I mean, I used to hit for power, hit for average, run 6'1", 6 ER, you know, good outfield. I mean, out of everything, I only signed for $3,000. So normally right now, if you can find a guy that can have what I had when I signed, I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars. I mean, it's amazing how things have changed right now and how they're looking for those young kids, 16, 17 years old, you know, like throwing away the 20, 21, 22, which is a really age, which has become a baseball player,
right.
You know. So I don't know. Things have changed a lot, and we just have to go for that.
And how long have you had the academy here?
I had it for 7 years. This is my 7 years. It's 27 guys coming out of my school, and we're looking forward to get some other guys signed this year.
Now, last night I watched you in between innings with the band in center field, and in the first inning you were just like, come on, are you guys going to cut it off? Or
I mean, yeah, it's not. It's like you don't get into the game right now. You know, it's like, it's okay to go there and play for a minute, but it's like we have to wait 4 or 5 minutes every inning. It's like you don't get into the game. You want to get there, throw your throw, the pitcher warm up, get the ball out, and let's play.
Let's
you
go.
Know, now we
yeah.
have to wait, you know, every inning in and out, and it's like you don't get yourself into the, you know, the game things, and I think they have to do something to stop that, because it's a baseball game here, it's not a festival.
You had said last year at the series in Puerto Rico that, I think somebody asked you the question, would you consider going back and playing the big leagues, but, you know, with your family here, the academy here, and like you were saying, you do this, in the summertime, is that?
Yeah, there's no chance. There's no chance. I'm already out of that. I think I did my time there. And this is my family right here, you know. So this is going to be over in a few days. And taking a few days off. And Monday, I'll be right here every morning.
Wow.
Working with my kids for the whole summer.
The last year, Puerto Rico had home field advantage, played all the night games, which gave them a pretty decent advantage. You guys had to play some afternoon games last year. How much of an advantage does that give you guys this year?
Well, it give you an opportunity to rest. You know, the Caribbean series is a week, or you will go out and party every night. Normally, that's what it's all about. You know, nobody in practice, no nothing. So normally, we get the chance if we go out and blow ourselves up until 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. At least we had a chance to sleep. You know, and get our rest and ready for the game. It's a pretty good advantage. You know, when you get to play all the night games.
tough loss last night against Lice. What was the atmosphere like in the clubhouse?
It's positive. We're still positive. We know we have to face it. We have to face them again. You know, and they have Venezuela, which is still in the race, going today. So this is not over yet, you know. At least we got to go against Mexico, which they put it down right now, you know, 0-3. And we got a better chance, you know, to do something today. But we still up, you know, our head are positive, and we got to face again on Thursday.
Long day for you, though, being out here. What time did you get here this morning?
I've been here since 8 o'clock.
Wow, that is a long
day. Yeah, but normally last night it was no party for me. I just went home and get my rest, and now I got to go back there, get a couple hours sleep, and back to the field.
All right, Luis Polonia, thank you so much.
Thank you, my man.
All right, man. Gracias. I'll see you tonight.
Okay.